Imagine hosting a breakfast so large that you needed to buy pancake flour by the boxcar. That's exactly what happened here. So why was this small town feeding such large crowds and attracting some of the biggest names in entertainment? The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
KMA and KFNF, both are stations in Shenandoah, Iowa, built by rival nursery owners Henry Field and Earl May to promote their business to the public. Each of the men hosted jubilees that brought men, women, and children by the thousands.
They brought as many as 20,000 people at a time to Shenandoah, and that's where your pancakes came in. They served tremendous amounts of pancakes. They would have to bring pancake flour in by the boxcar in order to serve everybody, and took several thousand gallons of syrup and butter.
Tom Beaver says soon the stations had their own live performances. Big names came to play in Shenandoah.
They both rivaled each other. In fact, when an entertainer would leave the Earl May stage, KMA, they would often go to KFNF and be hired on. And then sometimes they would leave here and they would go to Kansas City, or they would go to Des Moines or Cedar Rapids, wherever there were other live broadcast stages.
The town produced its own homegrown talent as well, singers and bands that became national names.
Well, the big one, of course, is the Everly Brothers. They were born and raised here. They left here in high school days and moved to Memphis. Al Sloy was a Shenandoah native, and he left here and went to Hollywood. He starred with the Riders of the Purple Sage for years, and they were the singers for the Roy Rogers movies in the 40s and the 50s.
The nursery business continues in the area, and both stations are still on the airwaves, a tribute to the early days of radio. Thousands came here for live performances and to chow down on the pancakes the seed companies would serve. Traveling the countryside in Shenandoah, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.